5D, listening. Exercise 2A, page 58. 1.
Personally, I never take much notice of film reviews in magazines or newspapers. And that not only applies to the films in which I've been a cast member. Partly it's because I like to sit down in a cinema having little or no idea of what to expect. But mostly it's because I just can't stand those excessively negative reviews that have become popular in recent times. Having worked in the industry for over 20 years, under both good and bad filmmakers, I know the huge amount of work that goes into making a film, and very few deserve such cruel treatment.
2.
And this is the first time you've exhibited your work in England, isn't that right?
Yes. Actually, it's the first time I've travelled outside the USA myself too, I'm quite ashamed to say. The gallery got in contact with me last December and I couldn't really say no. At first, I felt a little anxious about the thought of my paintings flying halfway across the world, but everything arrived in one piece, and now I'm just really enjoying my time in London. It's quite an honour, really. I consider myself very fortunate to have got this opportunity.
3.
I've been writing stories ever since I was around 12 years old, but I never thought that it would one day become my profession. After university, I got a job teaching English in a secondary school. I don't think I was a particularly good teacher, but I enjoyed the work and I didn't see myself changing jobs anytime soon. Then my wife, who is a successful businesswoman, had our first child. It was the perfect solution. I would become a stay-at-home dad and work on my first novel, while my wife would continue her career. The rest, as they say, is history.
4.
Last night, at the Druid Theatre in Hampton Street, I saw One More Lap. Set against the backdrop of the Vietnam War, it's an intense, eerie drama about Jack Hobbs, an 80-year-old retired police officer who is haunted by his past actions. The play features an all-amateur cast with Alex Coplin in the lead role, giving a very convincing and powerful performance. The stage design is also admirable, with some of the scenery in Act 1 being particularly imaginative. However, despite all this, the script lets the production down badly. The story continually jumps from one period of time to another. I was often left with no idea of what was going on. Overall, it was a very puzzling experience.
5.
It's true, a lot of people wouldn't consider me a real author, but in actual fact, a huge amount of thought and effort goes into each of my books. It's something that you should all keep in mind as budding children's authors. Children's literature is not easy. It's an extremely competitive market, and only the best books get on the shelves. After all, if a person enjoys reading in their youth, that sets them on a lifelong path of discovery through literature. But if you're willing to put in the work, there's no reason why your books can't be on those bookshelves too.
6.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gregory Donaldson, and you're all welcome to the first performance of my own composition, Blinding Shadows. The recital will begin in 5 minutes, so please find your seat. No flash photography is allowed when the performers are on stage, and please make sure to turn off your mobile phones. All in all, the piece will last around 25 minutes. I hope you enjoy it.
7.
Okay, could everyone listen to me for a moment, please? Firstly, as your producer, I'm very proud of you all for getting this far. It's notable how many of you have improved in your roles. Bill, you've really excelled as a set designer, and Adam, you made a great lighting technician. But I don't want to congratulate you all just yet. We've got a show to put on tonight. Just don't worry if you feel nervous. That's a good sign that shows your body and mind are getting ready for the show. You'll be fine. Now, where is our stagehand? We need to get the props on stage.
8.
Frank, have you sent away your application for the summer film school yet?
No, not yet, Alan. I can't decide between the special effects and sound effects course. What about you?
I was thinking about the course on costume design. It's not as expensive as I thought it would be, and it sounds really interesting.
You should apply for it. It's just a pity there is no guarantee of places, though.
Yes, but it won't be the end of the world if we don't get in. Remember my Uncle Frank, the film director? He said we could hang out at the set of his new film, whenever we like.
That sounds great.